Chapter 4. The vicarage had never seemed so small before. The arrival of Lord Harry seemed to reduce it, although it was a pleasant building with dining room, drawing room, parlor, and study on the ground floor, 6 bedrooms on the first floor, and the attics on the top. Deirdre and Daphne once more had to share a room to allow bedroom space for Lord Harry, since the dressing room, which had been the boys' bedroom, was allocated to him for his personal use. The servants had to double up in the attics to make room for his Swiss. Then there was the supremely elegant Lord Harry in residence. It was rather like buying a splendid new piece of furniture and noticing that the curtains were faded and the carpet worn. To Deirdre, he made her home seem shabby and dark and pokey. She had carefully avoided being alone with him. Sir Edwin and his wife, learning of his presence, and ever anxious to secure a suitable partie for one of their daughters, and hearing that there had, as yet, been no mention of any official engagement to Miss Deirdre Armitage, had asked the whole family to a garden party by way of securing the attendance of Lord Harry. Deirdre had been praying for rain. She did not like her uncle, or his cold wife, or their silly, malicious daughters. But then she overheard her father grumbling to his curate, Mr. Pettifor, that Mr. Wentwater was to be one of the guests, and from that moment on, Deirdre could hardly wait for the Saturday of the garden party to arrive. They had arrived from London on Wednesday morning. Already it was Friday evening, and so far Deirdre had heard or seen nothing of Guy Wentwater. She had sat Wednesday and Thursday evening by the window, looking out over the vicarage garden in the hope of seeing him walking in the lane. She did not know he had been in London at the same time as she, for that vision of him sitting in the library dreaming of her was fixed in her mind. Besides, she had prayed to God for guidance, and although he had dealt her an unexpected blow by allowing Lord Harry to come on a visit, she was still sure he meant her to elope with Guy. The vicarage was in a great bustle with preparations for the garden party. It was difficult to know what to wear. The almanac promised a fine day.